Hillary is our planner. Okay. And Hillary, I think we're all okay going pretty quickly with this one on all fronts. So I think we could, yeah. So everybody has 28 seconds for presentations.
Yeah, that's public.
Sure. If any, yep. And if there's public testimony, we certainly will accept that. Is there any public testimony for this case? There is. Oh, okay. Great. Will 10 minutes do it? We've been giving 10
minutes. Maybe. Do you want me to wait for Julie?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Thank you. How about it?
Okay. Oh. So, as you said, this is a master plan amendment in the Conway master plan area. Just real quickly, brief zoning overview. Pretty much the entire Conway master plan area is zoned EXD, the little portion in IG1. And the approval criteria for this are actually listed in the Conway master plan itself. There are just three, and they are not the community design guidelines and Conway master plan design standards and guidelines. Weird. This is an aerial of the Conway master plan area. It's lightly shaded and green. And the proposal is to amend map 06-1, which is this map limits garage access and loading access on all points along this orange line. The top of the orange line is Northwest Thurman, and then the long vertical line is Northwest 21st Avenue. And when this first came in as an application, they were requesting to remove the access restriction from both Northwest Thurman and Northwest Pettigrove, which is the bottom horizontal line. They've since removed Northwest Pettigrove from the proposal. And so this is the proposed amended map, which would just lift that restriction from Northwest Thurman. Here I just included some slides that show the character of that area. On the top, that is looking across Northwest Thurman from the subject site that this restriction would primarily benefit, or the lifting of this restriction would benefit. And then on the bottom, that shows two Conway buildings. The one on the left is to the west, and the one on the right is to the east. And both of those buildings do not have, they're basically not designed as pedestrian-oriented buildings. I think the one on the right doesn't even have a pedestrian access point along it. And then the one on the left just has one garage access. And as you may recall, there is an anticipated development on the corner of Northwest 21st and Thurman. And they're proposing to have their garage access on Northwest Thurman. So this amendment would primarily benefit that. And so I basically included these slides to show you that that character would not be inconsistent with the existing character. I'll just go back to this. Basically, I wrote a short staff report recommending approval of the master plan amendment. So you can either reject it, approve it with conditions, or approve it.
Great.
Sorry.
Okay. And then there's public testimony.
Well, I have a question.
Joe Long is
here. Sorry, I apologize.
That's okay. Where is the new highway ramp going to be? Is it on 22nd and Thurman?
Do you want
new highway ramp?
There's supposed to be
the jug handle. Do you want me to help on that?
Please do.
So I'm Jill Long. I'm with Lane Powell, and we're counsel for Conway on this application. I really don't have a lot to add to Hillary's presentation. We appreciate her work in the staff report, so I'll just answer questions. The highway ramp, I think you're referring to the jug handle project
that
we just formed a local improvement district to construct. There's no new highway ramp. The jug handle will sort of rework the 23rd and Vaughn intersection so that as you come off the Fremont Bridge, and you could still take a left onto 23rd, but your direct access into Conway will be taking a right. If you know where the Jack in the Box is, mm-hmm. you're going to take a right off of that. You'll go right on Wilson, which is your first right. And there'll be a new connection, a new Northwest 20th Avenue that connects 20th. Directly under the bridge. Okay. So that's probably what you're thinking
20th.
Of.
20th. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Oh, that was the solution, huh, to that problem?
That's the solution,
to go
yeah.
right and right.
Yeah. It's a really elegant solution. It works well. It's not cost prohibitive, and it brings over 30% more capacity to the intersection, significantly more than Conway will be using. They're only using about 15% of the new capacity.
And what has to happen for that? So they're actually putting a new road underneath the bridge. 20th, it will be extended?
Yeah, it will underneath. It's an ODOT owned piece of property right now, and we actually were at council 2 weeks ago and formed a local improvement district. Conway's going to be paying all of the local improvement district costs, so they're taking that on themselves with help from the development partners, and ODOT is on board. They were there to testify in favor as well, so we're off to the races. It's good news.
So there'll be signage saying that district is to the right?
So much signage, yes, because a lot of it will be learning to take the right. It will be faster. It will be significantly faster, and it accesses the district in a much cleaner way without that congestion on 23rd. But there will be a learning curve and an education process.
Interesting, because you could take that down to 19th, too. So if you turn that way, all that, the 19th South could go down that way.
Interestingly, the project for the new seasons on Block 296 uses that for all their construction vehicles and deliveries. They make that right, and they use 19th now. And it's worked wonderfully for them. They've done it in collaboration with the neighborhood to avoid creating more congestion in the more busy parts of the neighborhood. And it's worked really nicely. And everyone's adapted quickly and used the route. So,
I'm just curious, do you know the cost of that?
Of the local improvement district?
Yeah, underneath the bridge and all the road improvements.
It's about, I believe what we went to council with was just under $5 million. There's been some tweaking of the numbers really related to SDC credits and right-of-way acquisition, but it's between a $4 and $5 million project.
And there's a light, I assume, when you come out from underneath the bridge to get across into the district, right? I mean, is there going to be a new intersection there?
Underneath 20th?
Yeah, at 20th, when you come out from underneath the bridge into the district, I assume.
I don't think there'll be a light. I imagine there'll be maybe some stop signs. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions for Jill? No?
Thank you.
Okay. Then we do have any other public testimony here from Gene Harrison.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. My name is Jean Harrison. I live at 837 Northwest 25th in Portland, 97210. I'm here representing the both the NWDA Planning and Transportation Committees, who are providing you with the joint comments about this proposal. And it goes a little bit beyond the proposal to sort of set up our feelings, let you know how we feel about amendments to this master plan. Both the Northwest District Association Planning and Transportation Committees acknowledge that the preferred street for a northern access point to the below-grade parking Northwest Xavier would interrupt the planned forecourt of the proposed building on block 294 East that will act as a link between the two Conway buildings to the east and west of it. The NWDA Planning and Transportation Committees have both voted to support the requested amendment to the Conway Master Plan as the least objectionable of the available options, but the Transportation Committee does so with certain concerns. Specifically, the Transportation Committee has concerns that future master plan amendments may fail to acknowledge the amount of hard work and negotiation that went into the detailed provisions of the master plan and may therefore undermine its integrity as a unified document. We feel it's unfortunate that the Bureau of Development Services staff has described Northwest Thurman adjacent to the site as not having or likely to have a vibrant Main Street character. Northwest Thurman is a main street with a character that varies along its length, unlike Northwest 21st, one that is a mix of commercial and residential development and with varying degrees of activity expected as land uses change over time. Allowing block 294 East to have garage and loading access is not desirable, as the staff report states. We consider it to be the least objectionable of the available options, as stated above. The Transportation Committee feels that incremental changes to the circulation plan embedded in the master plan, including access points, may affect the functioning of streets both internal to the plan's boundaries and to the broader street system surrounding it. Therefore, future master plan amendments may necessitate additional transportation analysis to ensure that the planned transportation improvements, including the ones we just talked about, are adequately addressing traffic circulation and congestion, particularly with respect to access and egress from the I-405 US 30 ramp. The Transportation Committee therefore requests that the Portland Bureau of Transportation continue to monitor traffic conditions and require additional traffic analysis as necessary as a part of future master plan amendment requests. Thank you.
Any questions for Gene? So Gene, you're in support of this, but you just want to make sure that it's
correct. I mean,
master plan amendments aren't done as easily.
Right. The improvements that are sort of embedded in the master plan took account of this access plan, for instance, where the new, like, there's going to be a new traffic signal at Raleigh. So we were hoping that Raleigh would be the main entrance into the site from people on 23rd. And when you put the access onto Thurman, that means more people are going to use the Thurman signal to get to the garage as opposed to using Raleigh. And we're concerned that that's going to back traffic up into that 23rd and I-405 intersection and then therefore losing part of what it was supposed to accomplish by the jug handle. So that's what we're concerned about, is that each thing needs to be thought through carefully and not over time undo everything that we've tried to do with the master plan.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you. Julie?
I have a question, and this may be a question for you, Gene, or it may be a question for someone else in the room. I am new to Design Commission, and I did not participate in the Conway master planning process. It sounds like maybe you did?
Peripherally.
Okay.
When it came to the transportation things, I was more involved, less so in the design things.
Okay. So I have done a lot of reading over the past couple of days to get up to speed on what is happening with this significant amount of acreage in Northwest. Do you know the reason that restrictions were placed on Thurman to begin with? What was the motivation behind placing restrictions on Thurman?
My understanding is that there's not a lot of discussion of that in the master plan. It's
right.
Pretty silent.
It is.
I think the rationale is that Thurman is a main street. I mean, it may not look like one in this section, and it's a very different kind of main street than 21st or 23rd, and it's never intended to be like those. But we do feel like it has, over time, it's changed quite a bit, and there's a lot more activity. In fact, we're planning a traffic calming and pedestrian crossing project just on the other side of 23rd because there is so much more pedestrian activity. We have a 55-unit mini apartments, micro apartments that just opened on Thurman close to Conway. So there's just a lot of things going on, and we don't want to lose that energy by having other things going on that aren't compatible with it. So it was very, very difficult decision for our committees to make to support the amendment. But when we looked at what the other options were, we just felt There weren't any.
Thank you.
I think there was also a plan that a streetcar might go on that street, but as far as I know, that's not moving forward.
Okay. So. It is moving forward in terms of large-scale planning, excuse me. But the way we've looked at it, we just had a kind of a charrette about 2 months ago, I think, about it. And there was kind of consensus among Conway and Karen Pacific and us that if we did have a streetcar on Thurman, it would be on the north side of the street. So that's the other reason we thought this would work okay, having access on the south side. So the planning's going forward, just not the funding.
Thank you. Okay, any further questions or debate or concerns or...
Can you close the record, I guess?
And I think we can close the record.
Okay. Well, I'd like to make a motion to accept the staff report as written.
Seconded.
If you wouldn't mind calling the roll, Kelly.
Commissioner Savinar?
Aye.
Commissioner Melius?
Aye.
Commissioner Levinson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kaiser?
Aye. Thank you.